This is the Nekuda from last week. Last week, we discussed the Inyan of the Yidin have already done Teshuva. So the Shaila is, it's very simple. Yidin have done Teshuva. I know myself, you know, that I've still have a lot to do Teshuva on. And the Chayla is, how did this meet the Halach of the Rambam? Yidin do Teshuva means Yidin have to do Teshuva Kipshute, right?
So,
yeah, but you have to have the Teshuva. And here the Rebbe told the Rabbanim to pass him that, you know, that you didn't have done Teshuva already. So what we said last time was, we brought down from Moshe and from the Rebbe, that Moshe writes about Chiv Chorus, that nowadays, even if there would be a Beis HaMikdash, that means there wouldn't be a Chiv, you wouldn't be able to, there would be not be a Chiv Skiller, there can't be a Chiv Skiller. That means, in other words, if I will give 2 Eidim, come and be master Reuven, that you know how to be Mechalat Shabbos, and he went to the Mechalat Shabbos, so the Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach is going to come, there's not going to be a Chiv Skiller. Why? Because when he's doing the Chilul Shabbos, he's not aware the Beis HaMikdash is going to arrive, so he doesn't have the awareness of the Chaymer, of the Chiv, of the Chet. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, Taka wrote, when Beis HaMikdash will come, I'll be Makir V'chatas, but a regular Yid, the Rebbe is saying, a regular nowadays does not have this awareness, so he doesn't have no Chiv Chatas. The same thing, the Rebbe has no Chiv Skira. The same thing, the Rebbe says, I'm going to get to Chiv Chatas, as the Rebbe said the same idea. So basically, what that basically tells us is that in nowadays, we're not really culpable, we're not really responsible of our actions, however great we may think we are. Yeah, but we are not responsible for our actions. We don't carry full responsibility for our actions. Then, based on that, we went on said that you have the Alteber rights, that someone is doing the Aveda as a shtus, after the Gilad of Chassidus, the Alteber inculcated into us that it's a get of a shtus to do an Aveda. Then you have the Rebbe telling us it's a get of Golos, a Cholim. So maybe whatever you do, the Avedas you do don't have that value from a Malachic perspective, don't have a value of an Aveda. The good things you're doing, the mitzvah, so maybe that is a tshuva. This is what we said last time, but just to explain this a bit more, how did this go? Well, it's a very bold statement to say that, you know, we're making a shortcut. Whatever you do wrong, yeah, it's not counted. Whatever we do good, that's counted. So we have a beautiful tshuva. So that is what we said. So just to explain a bit more, we'll just take the whole idea. The whole idea of Yidden doing tshuva now in this manner there. So I did this a while back, and I just refer back to it now. The whole idea the Rebbe said that Yidden have done tshuva to nowadays. The Rebbe, what's the word of the Rebbe? The Rebbe said there's no nishtokin Yid. There's no mitzis of a Yid who is not maharer b'tshuva. Doesn't have a hirer b'tshuva. And the Gemara says someone who's maharer b'tshuva is mekadosh isha. And he's a Mahara B'tshuva, then she's a Mekudesha. So if, that's what the Gemara says. So the Rebbe says every Yid is a Mahara B'tshuva. So this is what the Rebbe says, it repeats it quite many times. And there's many, many shaitas to this. So just to put it like this, just to explain what's going on over here. Number one, the Alter Rebbe says very clearly that someone to be tshuva, to any most minute aspect of tshuva, the minimal tshuva, the minimal requirement of tshuva, minateir is that I should accept upon myself, I'm never going to do an avera again, not a single avera. So now, you're going to tell me when I'm a harab tshuva, that I really have this firm decision, it has to be a firm decision. They should recognize it's a firm decision, then I really mean it. That is my hirub tshuva, because the Rebbe is telling me that every Yid was for sure maharub tshuva. He's telling us that I definitely made up in my mind the full firm decision not to do any avera again. Is that what the Rebbe is telling me? But then that is the question number one. Then you have another question. The Tanya says, the Tanya tells us that, you know, you have the Rosh of a Tevle, Rosh of a Rale. The Rosh of a Tevle, Tanya says, he has a lot of charata, yeah, which that would be here, huri tshuva. He has a lot of these, and then the Tanya says over there, it's not valid anything at all, because he doesn't implement them, that's right. Then the Tanya also tells us in Perik Yudalef, and then he tells us, there's a Rosh Varale, who doesn't have any here, huri tshuva at all. So now here the Rebbe is telling us, that our tshuva, we've done tshuva today because of our here, huri tshuva. When Tanya tells us, that this is what the Rosh Varale has, Charot Huri, Charot, the Tanya tells us is not valid. And not only that, Tanya tells us Rosh Hashanah doesn't have any Hirhurim at all. And here the Rebbe is telling every Yid has had Hirhurim. The next question would be, in Chassidus, the way it works in a Geras Tshuva, you learn a Geras Tshuva, you see this, the normal way of doing
it. Every Yid is at least in the Geras Tshuva Tehillim.
Huh? Yeah, but the Tanya says these are hurim of the Rosh Hashanah is not really a valid tshuva. It's not a valid tshuva. These are hurim, I just said hurim, you know, he wants to be wishful thinking, you know, it's not really anything, nothing more than that. Then you have the next thing, in the Geras tshuva, it outlines very clearly how you do tshuva, right? It says it's a big avodah and etc. Even though it says in Zohar that you can do one tshuva in one split second, nevertheless, in Geras Tshuva, it explains it's a whole avodah in order to do tshuva. The Chedim, why did he tell us a whole avodah? Because to do it tshuva, he do tshuva in one split second is the exception of the rule. The normal way you do tshuva is, like the Rebbe explains, you do it in a Geras Tshuva, you don't do it in one split second. To do it in one split second, you have to be Mo'orer Etzem HaNeshama, some super koyach, like Rebbe Lozer ben Durdaya. In a normal way, you do tshuva, it's a process. So here, the Rebbe is telling us, every Yid has done tshuva with this is Hurri tshuva. This is Hurri tshuva, remember, is above the normal tshuva. And here, the Rebbe is saying that every Yid has done it. The Geras Tshuva is giving us the process of a tshuva, because that would be the easy way of doing it. And here the Rebbe is telling us we've all had these Hurri Tshuva, we should be above that. And then the last question is, I'm sorry for, we'll try to recap a bit. Anyway, the last question is that the Rebbe says, the Rebbe's Mazbin, he gets a Tshuva, that when someone does Tshuva, let's say he just does Tshuva, not only Hurri Tshuva, he makes a proper firm decision, I'm never going to do that Veda again, right? That is that mechaper on the chet? The Rebbe explains no. In order to be have kapor on the chet, you have to have at least three things. You have to have the tshuva, you have to do vidui, and you have to have bakoshes mechila. I think bakoshes mechila. You need vidui. Whatever. You had vidui, and you have to have bakoshes mechila. With these are the three things required a pitera in order to have. To get a kapara. The Alter Rebbe says you can be, when someone is makabel not to do an aveira again, that is a tshuva. That does not mean his chet is neschaper. It means that he's not considered a rosha. He can go to Bezni, he can be made, it makes difference for certain things, but he's not in the category of a rosha, he's a tzaddik. But it doesn't mean he has a kapara. When the Rebbe wants us to do tshuva, was to be makaper on the chet of the golos. He doesn't just want us to be tzaddik, he wants us to have a kapara on the head of the golos. So what does it help this Hurri Tshuva if we haven't said vidui, we haven't said the hirur is not sufficient, you need to have the whole full-blown teiridik tshuva. Anyways, these are the things, different things which I've written down. So now, let's go back to our context, explain it here, Rabbi David, come here, don't run away. So we'll try to explain this, I'll just tell you what we're talking about here. This is following from last week. Last week we spoke about that you didn't have done tshuva, and what he explained then, last week, we brought the whole thing from Rav Moshe, from the Rebbe, that today there's no chiv chatos, there's no chiv skila. Why? Because a person, it doesn't have the awareness how harsh it is to do an aveda. When there's a base of mitzvah standing, a person knows he does an aveda, they're going to take him to Bezin. So then if he does something wrong, he's culpable for what he did wrong. And nowadays, you don't have the awareness. So the Moshe says, even if the base of mitzvah would be built, and we would, two Eidim would come and say, you know, this guy, we warned him, and he nevertheless was Mechal HaShabbos, he still wouldn't be Chayv Skidab. Why? Because when he was being Mechal HaShabbos, he wasn't aware the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. So he didn't have the full awareness of the Chomer of the Aveda. So therefore, he won't be Chayv Skidab. So what is this other word, in other words, implies that when you do an Aveda today, we don't have the full responsibility of our actions. Reb Shmuel wrote that when he did an Aveda B'Shegel on Shabbos, he wrote that he's going to bring a Korban Chatos, because he had the full awareness of the Chomer of the Aveda. We most people don't have the full awareness today. So therefore, when Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, we won't have the Chatos, we won't have the Chiyuv Skila, etc. It's a short, it's a very nice thing. Yeah, it makes things easier. So we went into this last week. But, and therefore, we said in our days, if al pi aloch you don't have the full responsibility for your averus, and the good things you're doing are good, so therefore, you can say you have a tshuva, it's a beautiful tshuva. Why? Because anything you did wrong, you're not responsible for. And the good things you did are your credit. So you have a nice tshuva. But this is l'cheira, missing a lot of explanation. So we're going to try and explain it a bit better today. So now, the thing is like this. We'll go back to what we discussed. We discussed it several times in the past weeks that the whole situation today of Yiddishkeit, according to the Rambam's description, would never exist. The way the Rambam describes Golos and Gula, this situation which we have today, what's the situation? That there's freedom, that the Goy there is not here today to obstruct us in our observance of Torah and Mitzvahs. Such a situation, the Goy shouldn't be there obstructing us in our observance of Torah and Mitzvahs. In the shittas, in the halacha machshava of the Rambam, the way in the Rambam's thinking, there wouldn't be a mitzvah of Yiddishkeit in such a situation. Now, this is what we've said this several times in the previous weeks. And I just want to explain where this is coming from. Because if you look in the Rambam has two situations. He has a situation of Golos, a situation of Gula. He doesn't say anywhere, the Rambam write anywhere, that in Golos, there has to be persecution. He doesn't write that. Golos means that the Gidden are not in Eretz Yisrael, right? Of course, in Golos, there could be sometimes bad times and better times, but there's no definition, nothing in there in the Rambam saying that. You should know, in Golos, the Goyim have to be persecuting the Gidden, have to be interfering with their observance of not of the mitzvahs of the Beis HaMikdash. Golos is the time you can't do the mitzvahs of the Beis HaMikdash. But there's nowhere in the Rambam where it says that there should be the Goyim in the Zman HaGolos are interfering with the Yidden, putting on tefillin, keeping Shabbos. It's not a necessary component of Golos that they should be interfering in our Torah and mitzvahs of Zman HaGolos. It doesn't, I'm not going to say it anyway. So where do I get it that in our day, there's such a situation that we have in our days, that would be the Goyim are not interfering with our observance of Torah and mitzvahs, according to Rambam couldn't exist. Where do I get it from? So I just want to explain where I get it from. So the Nekudi is, just to mention, you have in the Sikha, the Rebbe explains very clearly, many several places, that in Zman HaGolos, there's certain periods of time, we didn't have independence. There was certain times in Golos, which have, you know, there was the Arbor, Kufa Vad, Arbor, or Rotes, different periods of Golos when you didn't have independence. Nevertheless, I was explaining the last few weeks that our situation of the day, according to Rambam, could have never existed. So where are they coming from? So the truth is it's coming from a Mahalach Moshav, which we actually live with the whole time, but we just don't analyze really what's going on, which is part of our Cholemus of Golos. We're not analyzing what's going on, but it's a reality which we're living, which we're used to, which you know very well about. So let's go first with the Sikh of Vayeshev Tov Shinon Beis. The Rebbe explains that Napoleon had brought a whole new thinking into the world. Democracy, something like that. He introduced democracy, and he gave freedom of religion. That's what Napoleon did. And l'cheira, that would have been a very good benefit for the Yidden then. Look, comes Napoleon, he's giving freedom to the Yid. Nevertheless, the Alter Rebbe opposed Napoleon so much that he ran away from Napoleon. And the Rebbe says in the Sikha that was Al Piteva that caused that the fact that Alter Rebbe was nostalgic was because he ran away from Napoleon. So the Alter Rebbe actually risked his life to go not to be under Napoleon. Now Lochera asks Frank Mashaila, he's giving freedom to Yidden. Giving freedom to Yidden. Why did he run away? What's so bad about it? The Rambam doesn't say anything that in Golos you're not allowed to have freedom for Yidden. Why did Alter Rebbe run away from it? And what did Alter Rebbe explain? Because if you're going to have this freedom for Yidden, then the whole matzav ruchni of Klal Yisrael is going to dwindle down. That's what Alter Rebbe said. That's what Alter Rebbe writes, right? A similar thing. You have all the years, when there was the going in the years from, I don't know when, in the top rage, in the Zman of the Marash, the man of the Rashab, going over to the Friedrich Rebbe, there's a lot of persecution going on in Russia. And people asked the Rebbeim if they can leave. The Rebbeim generally did not let people to leave. The Friedrich Rebbe started letting Chassidim leave Russia only after Top Rage Pei Zion. That's when he started giving brishus to Chassidim to leave. He sent a few shluchim to America. He sent shluchim, but he didn't. Otherwise, someone will ask him. He didn't let them leave Russia, even though Russia was so hard to keep Torah mitzvahs, etc., etc. Then you have a fact we all know, that all those people lived in America till the Friedrich Rebbe came to America. What happened to them? Most of them lost the Yiddish identity, right? Then we have the Rebbe and the Sichas with Rebbe's
Tanakh. The Kindlech.
Yeah, whatever. It's the last. Then we have the Rebbe's telling us today, the Ino of Fotos Yadis today, the Rebbe says, is Pekuach Nefesh. You have several Sichas. The Rebbe says, Rebbe David, the Fotos Yadis today is Pekuach Nefesh. What does Pekuach Nefesh mean? Means it's poshet, it's a get of Sekonos Nefoshes. It's a Sekonos Nefoshes. Now, if you're going to tell me a Fotos Yadis today is a Pekuach Nefesh for the Neshama, okay, I can agree to that. Why did the Rebbe say that it's Pekuach Nefesh? He's talking about Pekuach Nefesh of the goof. It's a physical risk for the person. What we see very clearly from this is that that freedom of religion is a thing which is a keg in the Torah, goes against the Torah. What does this mean? We just said before, giving those times, he didn't hand his man of Golos, those Yad Yisrael to Kifa. This is not the type of freedom we're talking about nowadays. I will just explain it. The Rebbe actually explains it in the Sichas. So the Rebbe explains it usually in the positive sense. So now, what is it? The Rebbe explains, you have many Sichas. The Rebbe explains that this man, from the time of his Galus of Chassidus, what happened when Chassidus started to be Miskala, he started having a Hanhogen Nisis in this world. This world started having a Hanhogen Nisis. So, and what do we see? Therefore, when Chassidus was in Scala, we saw changes in the world. Changes, new developments. What was one of the developments? You have a democracy which was introduced in the world. Napoleon was one of the things. What do you see? He brought in democracy. Till then, there was only the sovereign king who ruled the country, usually with a very tough hand. Came Napoleon, he brought in democracy. So there's changes in the world which came as a result of Gilui Chassidus. These changes are an hogeb which is above the Teva. In other words, the way it works in the world, but there a klal, is that you have a sovereignty, you have a king, and the usual attitude to Yidden is that Yidden are not given full freedom. Even in all the years of Golos, when Yidden had the Yad Yisrael Takifa, they had an independent hand, they had freedom. Are you with me, Rebbe Nut? When they had freedom, it was on a limited sense. They were given independence. They were never given equal status as a goyim. That didn't exist. The issue of equal status of the goyim, this did not exist in Zman HaGolos. Here we had, when they gained the Gila of Chassidus, we had this new thing which evolved in this world, that here came Napoleon. You had the same time, by the way, you have also George Washington of America was also in around the same time, where you had this thing, they're giving Gideon full freedom, the same freedom as a goy. This is an ahoga. This is not in the normal ahoga, because the normal ahoga works, this is what we explain, according to the Rambam, is the goy opposes to the yid. Therefore, in Zman HaGolos, there's always a separation between the yid and the goy, because the goy is there oppressing the yid. He may oppress him less, may oppress him more. He's not giving the yid full freedom. In Zman HaGula, the Yid is dominating, so there's no problem. But to have in Zman HaGolos, the Goy should give full freedom to equal status to the Yid as a Goy, that is Hepech L'mitzis, it's Hepech L'mitzis HaTeva, from the Shkof HaSatel, it's Hepech L'mitzis HaTeva, and it's coming from the Gula, it's an unhogenesis of Gula in Zman HaGolos. So when you have such a thing does not fall in the description of the Rambam, it's this whole thing only evolved with the Gila of Chassidus. And therefore, what happens? When you have such a thing, you have this freedom given to Yidden, and which is coming from the Koyach Chassidus, which is coming from the Koyach Chassidus, which in other words is something leading to the revelation of Mashiach. If this freedom is not used for its purpose, in other words, if Yidden don't, are you with me? Is anyone with me? If this freedom is not in this chassidus, the chassidus don't use this opportunity to connect to chassidus and to connect to the purpose of chassidus, of bringing Mashiach, then this freedom is something which belongs to the Mashiach. You're putting a yid in the equal status as a goy. If you don't connect to the to the cause of this freedom, which is coming from chassidus, with yidin don't connect to chassidus, this freedom automatically will work against the status of yidin to eliminate the ruchnistic status of a yid. Again, the ruchnistic status of a yid depends on a certain mechitza separating the yid from a goy. In Zman HaGula, you have a mechitza because the yid is dominating. In Zman HaGolos, you have a mechitza because the goy is dominating. To give equal status to a yid and to a goy, as to a goy, in Zman HaGolos is something which will causes, naturally speak, apiteva, you would see the metzias, that's what we push up, see the fact is, it causes, eliminates the identity of the yid. Because there's no gashmistic separation between them. There's no gashmistic separation. So you lose identity of the yid. And this is what happened. This is why the Alter Rebbe didn't want to be under Napoleon. This is what happened in America till the Friedrich Rebbe came. So what we see over here is, what we see with all this is that the status of a yid today, our situation today, what we're living in, is not a situation which was described by the Rambam. It's not, because the Rambam never had this situation where Yidden were able to live freely with a goy. In fact, the situation, the whole Yiddish identity should lose itself. So therefore we find, just to conclude our point, therefore we find that the Rebbe has, the Rebbe introduced many things which are introduce them as a chiv lahalacha. You have to learn chassidus. There's a chiv to learn. Rebbe says a chiv today for you to learn chassidus. In the Rambam, it would be very questionable allowed to learn chassidus. Today is a chiv because today the situation is different than the Rambam. The same thing that we have the psak, the kolu kolu kitzen. According to the Rambam, look in the Rambam, there's no definition of kolu kolu kitzen. You didn't do tshuva, Mashiach comes. What's kolu? The Rebbe makes a psak. Why? Because the situation of the day is something which was never described by the Rambam. So now, coming back to our point about Yidden doing tshuva, in our time today, in this situation, this is what we said before, that a Yid should actually be observing Torah and mitzvahs, With this golus and everything, a yid should be observing Torah mitzvahs. That commitment of a yid to do this Torah mitzvahs in the time of the Rambam would have made this yid do a proper tshuva. The fact that this yid today is doing observing Torah mitzvahs and then he does something wrong here, he does something wrong there. The strength which is required for this yid to observe the Torah mitzvah which he's already observing is something in the time of the Rambam, the time of the Gemara, would have been a full, this yid would have done the full tshuva. The fact that he's not doing the full tshuva, b'mtzias b'peil here, he's still falling through here and falling through there, is because he's in a situation which is very, very different than the time of the Rambam. So therefore, the hiru tshuva of a yid today had the full halachic, the hiru tshuva of a yid, even though he may fall back after his hiru and et cetera, has, according to halacha, the full criteria, the status of tshuva. The yid knows himself he's still missing. Instead of this yid worried about doing tshuva, he should realize that the fact that he's in such a state today because the gilui of chassidus is already here, the gilui of melech of Mashiach is already here. Instead of being worried about your tshuva, identify with Mashiach and you'll automatically have your tshuva also. Did this make sense? So whatever you're missing in the tshuva today should be focused on the Mashiach, because your whole state of life today is all evolved, is all different than the Rambam, and then because of you have already the Gilui of Mashiach, which is affecting everything around you. So for you to make the proper tshuva, connect to the reality which is around you, the reality of the gula which is around you, etc., etc., and that automatically will include the tshuva, which you're still any level of tshuva which you're still missing. Do you follow me? I hope it's understood.
It's clear.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.